So I hear him saying today, will you hear what my spirit is saying? That I've come with a kingly authority, but my kingly authority is not like the kingdoms of the world. That I'm not a king who seeks to control. I'm not a king who seeks to lord. I'm a king who seeks to give out the substance of all that I am. I'm a king who does not just give out the things that I have to those who come looking. I'm a king who looks for children who also will become those of nobility. For I desire to bring forth a people who will be passionate and compassionate. A people who will recognize that they can partner with the world in unusual partnerships as they recognize my speaking through the kings of the world. Though those kings do not know me, my people know me. And they recognize the voice within them. And they recognize that my favor is here to turn the purposes of men to serve the purposes of God. And again, in the midst of this revolution, I will do revolutionary things, even in the natural. I'll cause the inventions and discoveries to serve my purposes. Don't be distracted by the things that pull your attentions toward the hunger of the hearts of men's own agenda. And don't let that spirit come into your body. For the Lord says, this is a time when I'm raising up a pure authority. And that authority is an authority of community. It's an authority of love. It's an authority of life. Yes, it's an authority that's transparent, but it's also an authority that's translucent. It's not just transparent to show the vulnerable places, but it's translucent to show the glory of transformations. For there is a confidence and there is a conviction to reveal who I am to the nations. And I'm not afraid to make my decisions, says God. But I make my decisions based upon the passion and compassion of my heart. And when I remove things that need to be removed, I remove them because it is in the best interest of that which will be life forevermore. And when I bring forth a furtherance of things that are, I bring forth a furtherance of things that are because it's in the best interest. I'm bringing forth the increasing glory of my name. Will you be my people? Will you be the generation that rises up and embraces another generation? Will you be those who reject the headships of legalism and promiscuity and receive the headship of the King of Glory, the King of Kings? And will you become the bread and the wine that doesn't serve the purposes of just mere soulish fellowship, but serves the purposes of that which is bread for the nations and life for its people? Will you become the fruit that can be eaten? Will you become the substance that can be digested? Will you be the people that change the world? The Spirit of God says, leaders, I'm putting upon you a mantle of fathering. But it's not just fathering as you have known the past, for this is a father's womb. And there are going to be things that are going to be birthed as a mother would birth, but they'll be birthed as a father would birth them. For that which is birthed will be overcoming. And you will raise up a people who will not just know how to embrace the joyful things of the Lord, but they will rejoice and joyfully embrace the suffering things so that they can become the substance that transforms the nations they find themselves within. God says, I'm turning my hand in favor toward that internal place of the heart. And so watch and see. Be awake and expect it. For this is the time for the grassroots revolution to gain momentum. What's at hand is a war on authority, but authority gives life. And so walk in this anointing and receive the speech of the Lord. Recognize the speaking of the Lord and become the speaking of the word of the Lord. And be the children of the kingdom. Be the place of oil that touches the earth. Be the place of dew that touches Zion. Be the place that's known as, wow, that is life forevermore. Be the place of diversity that reveals unity. And let those who are in the wars of the world only serve the purposes of those coming to that place that ends all wars, the internal kingdom of life.